We had a Mishnah continuing in the series of Minayan Mishnahs that asked, how do I know that if you have a patch that's 6x6 tefachim, that you're able to plant five different types of vegetables in the patch, and you don't have to worry about Kilei Zrayim? So the Gemara told us that Chazal had a pasuk that taught us that the number five, that it's five different types of vegetables, but it's Kimluhu L'Rabbanan. They knew, they had a tradition, that it's in an area of 6x6 tefachim, that these five different types of vegetables aren't going to overlap in terms of the unika that they get from the ground. So the Gemara starts off, Minalan Dahad Kimlu L'Rabbanan Milsi. How do we know that we can trust what the Rabbanan say about vegetables? We know we could trust what the Rabbanan say about halacha. How do we know that we could trust what they say about vegetables? So the Gemara says that we learn from Losasik V'L'Reacha Asher Gavlu Rishonim, which the Gemara understands refers to people who were Bekiyim Bekarka, who were the B'nai Seir, who were great experts in agriculture, so much so that they were able to tell what's an appropriate thing to plant in a certain area just by smelling the dirt, by tasting the dirt. So Chazal had Kabbalos from them, from these non-Jews, from the B'nai Seir, of what works and what doesn't work, and that's how we know that it's a viable opinion, that it's something that we can trust. Then the Gemara goes on to tell us Rav Asi held that in addition to the 6x6 tefach area, he had a one tefach area surrounding the 6x6 area, so that the person who was taking care of the garden could walk around in that one tefach area. Then the Gemara tells us a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about the circumstances of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said 6x6 tefachim, five different types of plants in that area. Are we talking about an isolated patch of 6x6 tefachim with nothing else around it? Or are we talking about a patch that's amongst many other patches that also are 6x6 tefachim and have a variety of different plants? So Rav holds that aruga b'churva sheninu, that we're talking about an aruga that's in the middle of nowhere, because if there were other patches around it, if there was other vegetation around it, you'd have to worry about the vegetables that are growing around the perimeter of your patch are going to be too close to the vegetables around it. That's going to be its own problem of Kilei Zrayim. And even if you space it in a certain way, a little bit off of the corners where everything is perpendicular to each other and not parallel to each other, but we're concerned you're not going to space it properly and you're going to end up planting up the whole side. That was Rav's opinion. Shmuel, however, said, Aruga Bein Harugo Shaninu. No, the Mishnah's talking about you're planting this patch amongst a whole bunch of other patches, and you don't have to worry about the climb from one patch to the next, because we're assuming that you're planting it spread out in such a way that it's not going to run parallel to anything else in a neighboring patch either. The Gemara then tells us that Ula told us that in Eretz Yisrael they asked the Shaila, if you dig a furrow and you plant all the way across the length of the entire patch, you plant something so that it really comes very, very close to the other things that are planted around the edges, is that going to be a problem of Kilei Zrayim because it's so close? Or do we say, no, it's so clearly discernible and different that it's not Kilei Zrayim? That's a machlokas. Rav Sheshet says it's Aser. Rav Asi says it's Mutra. And the Daf concludes with the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, you could do better than the Mishnah. You can plant much more of the area of 6x6 tefachim if you're a little more creative. He says, instead of planting just in lines and squares, if you make a 5 tefach circle, a circle of diameter, 5 tefachim, and you plant in the entire circle, you could then fill in the sides of that circle with 4 different types of plants. Even though it's very close to each other, the fact that it's a circle makes it so clearly discernible that that's going to solve the problem of Kilei Zrayim. We have a statement that Tavla Meruvas, that you can only plant in a Tavla Meruvas in squares. So now that's when you're trying to be Matir or Rosh Tur, when you're trying to be Matir two different patches encroaching on each other. So for that, you need squares. But in terms of just maximizing the space in a patch, you don't need a square. You can plant a circle, and you'll really maximize what you can plant in a single patch.